This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Starting Friday, people in Denver won't have to wear a mask inside most public places, CPR's John Daly reports.
Citing improving pandemic metrics, Mayor Michael Hancock says the mask requirements will lift Thursday.
We're following the guidance and we're following the numbers, and we'll continue to do that, which means that if there was a major spike that threatened the public health, we will make decisions accordingly with that.
COVID-19 transmission, case rates, and hospitalizations have been dropping in the city and state in the latter part of January. Denver's seven-day case rate was about 2,000 January 10th, but by Friday that fell to a quarter of that. Some other metro area counties are also reviewing their mask orders. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Pueblo, libraries are handing out masks starting today. The state has provided Pueblo libraries with 15,000 KN95s and other medical-grade masks. They're available at eight locations with a limit of five masks per person. Colorado took in about $770,000 in tax revenue from sports betting in December. That's down about 3% from the previous month. Wagers in December totaled more than $461 million. Most of the taxes go to water conservation and storage projects. Since it became legal in May of 2020, Coloradans have bet more than $5 billion on sports. Colorado Mesa University has a new head football coach. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
Miles Cochaver is a Grand Junction native who started his coaching career with CMU in 2007. Most recently, he was with Colorado State University Pueblo. At a Monday press conference, he said he wants his players to win on and off the field, and that winning is hard.
But our job as coaches is to raise the bar and help take these young men where they can't take themselves.
Cochaver was picked to replace former head coach Tremaine Jackson, who was with the program for 2 years. Jackson is now at Valdosta State. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
There's more at CPR.org. This is CPR News.